Every year, I promise myself I'll find the perfect gift.
Something they'll actually use.
And love. This year, I found it. The Bartesian Cocktail Maker.
Oh, that's the one that makes cocktails at the push of a button, right?
Exactly! Over 60 bar-quality drinks, from martinis to margaritas, perfectly crafted every time.
I got one for my sister, and maybe for myself, too.
Smart. It's the season of giving and sipping.
And right now, you can save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers.
That's a real holiday miracle.
Because the best gifts bring people together and make the holidays a little easier.
Give the gift of better cocktails this season with Bartesian. Mix over 60 premium drinks at the touch of a button. Save up to $150 on Bartesian Cocktail Makers. Don't wait. This offer ends December 2nd. Shop now at bartesian.com/drinks. That's bartesian.com/drinks.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Now, my guest this morning is 11-year-old schoolboy called Cormac from Lancashire. He recorded himself singing Danny Boy on YouTube to send to his grandmother in Belfast during lockdown to keep her happy, as it's her favourite song. That has led to him being discovered by a major record label, Decca. And he's now got a Christmas album out called Hear My Voice. And it's got some fabulous songs on it, from Piezu, Run, Snow Patrol. That's his first single. Songs like Fields of Gold, Walking in the Air, You Raise Me Up. Some really beautiful songs. And I've got Danny Boy, him singing that to play after our chat. So good morning, Cormac.
Good morning, Hannah.
Oh, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How about you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm really excited to be chatting to you. Having an album out at the age of 11, that's pretty impressive.
Yes, it kind of is, actually. It was just going to be really fun, and it's out today, and which is really exciting.
Yes.
And I hope everyone really enjoys listening to it, like I do and Mum does.
Oh, lovely. I bet she does. So tell me, when you recorded this song, Danny Boy, for your grandma in Belfast, why did you do that?
Mum told me that it was one of her favourite songs, and I wanted to record one of her favourite songs, and she knows all the lyrics and she likes listening to it loads, and she loves listening to things over and over again. It's really nice, actually. Aww. And we can't see her because of coronavirus, so we wanted to record it so it would be a bit special for her, and then obviously some other people found it special.
Yeah, how amazing. So that's a lovely thing to do for your grandmother. So I guess you weren't expecting lots of other people to hear it.
Well, no, not really. It was really just for Nanny, until we started seeing the views going up quite a lot. And then we found out that Decca had seen it, and Mum got an email, and I think she was quite bewildered, if that's the right word.
Oh, it absolutely is the right word. I'm sure she was. So Decca got in touch with your mum and basically said they wanted to make a record with you, did they?
Pretty much, yeah.
So what happened then?
We got going pretty much straight away, listing all the songs that I knew and sending them to Decca, so for new song ideas. And there was lots of songs that we picked and then ditched, and we learnt them all, and then it was a bit of a... It was really, really good to learn it, and it was a great experience just knowing what happens behind the scenes, and it's really fun.
Yeah. So did you record them all at home, or did you get to go to a studio?
We went to a studio in London. Was it Surrey?
Surrey and London.
Yeah, we went to one in London and Surrey. The one in Surrey was really good, and the one in London was even better because we sang in the studio that U2, Adele, and Stormzy had been in. And there was lots of other... And there was Freddie Mercury's piano that I got to play.
No way! That's incredible! What an amazing experience. I bet your mum was taking lots of photos, was she?
Yes.
Yes, that's something to remember, I'm sure. So did you get to speak with the producers and everything? Did you decide together the order of the songs on the album and which ones you would release as a single, all that kind of thing?
We got to pick some of the songs, but the order of the track list was... there's quite a lot of thought that goes into it, so that people are quite interested into it. But we didn't really have much say in the order. But I'm quite happy with the order at the moment, actually. It's quite good, because I've got my favourite song first, which is Pia Yezu. And if people hear that first, that will definitely lure them in to want to listen to more.
Yes.
Which I definitely get the impression of that.
Oh, good. So they know what they're doing then. That's good to know.
Yes.
Fabulous. So, do you know what's going to happen after this? I mean, obviously, with all this coronavirus and the lockdowns and everything, it's very, very difficult for musicians and performers to get out there and do concerts or gigs or anything like that. But it would be great if you could. Is that kind of in talks, depending on what happens in the next few months?
I think it's the 14th of December when we're going to go to Northern Ireland to do a concert in Belfast, which is really exciting, in the Waterfront Hall. And it should be really fun. But it's with the Ulster Orchestra, and there won't be a full audience there. It will be lively streamed.
Okay.
Recorded.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. That's when, the 14th of December?
The 18th. It streams on the 18th.
The 18th. Wonderful. So people can find that online, can they?
Yes.
Yes. So what... your mum might need to help you with this. What do people need to put in order to watch that?
You just go to the Ulster Orchestra website, and in the What's On section, there is a whole section about it, and there's some other very famous Northern Ireland people involved in that as well, including the gentleman who arranged, the gentleman called Pat Paul Campbell, who arranged Walking in the Air for Cormac. He's actually conducting the Ulster Orchestra at that point. So it's a really special concert, because I haven't obviously lived in Northern Ireland for quite a few years now. So Cormac has never sung on my home turf, for want of a better word.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to him being able to do that. It'll be streamed out on the 18th of December. So, and he's never done a concert like that before either. It's always been with an audience. So yeah, That'll be another different experience for him as well. But so wonderful to be able to get the opportunity, because it also means that we will get to see my parents, which wouldn't have been the case if we hadn't been able to go to Belfast to do this. So we're really very fortunate and, you know, appreciate that a lot.
Isn't that wonderful? So thanks to your 11-year-old getting some work, you're able to see your parents. Madness, isn't it? Brilliant.
Certainly wouldn't have been interested in having me to sing, that's for sure.
Oh, you must be so proud. What an amazing year it's been for you guys.
It really has. And I think, you know, we're just so conscious that it has been such a difficult year for so many people. And we just hope that this will make people smile a little bit, that there has been some good news to come out of all of the coronavirus situation. I'm sure we're not the only good news story, but unfortunately, there's lots more news that isn't quite so good.
Yeah.
So hopefully again with Christmas and everything, we can just spread a little joy, Christmas sparkle.
Definitely. It's very, very important. So if people want to get a copy of the album, to download the album, it's called Hear My Voice. It's by Cormac. Can they get it on all the usual outlets?
They can. Yes, definitely. It's on all of the usual streaming channels, and you can buy a physical CD, but obviously with you not being in the UK, that might be slightly more challenging. But it's all available to download anyway. And we've also, it's out in Australia as well, which is quite strange.
Oh, so Cormac's had
a few chats in Australia, and he went into the Australian classical crossover charts last week at number 3.
Oh, how amazing. Yes,
he was sitting under Andrea Bocelli and Andre Rieu, which is an interesting photograph to have on my phone.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. I've just found out his music, his album is on our website. People can download it from our website, tre.radio, in the bookshop section there. So that's really good. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you, Alison. Thank you for joining us. And Cormac, thank you for joining us. And best of luck with your album.
Thank you.
So keep in touch.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you as well. Merry Christmas. We're going to play Danny Boy now. Have a lovely day, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Danny Boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must go and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow. With snow, and I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny Boy, oh, Danny Boy, I love you so. But when ye come and all the flowers are dying, and I am dead as dead I well may be, you'll come and find the place where I am lying, and kneel and say an Ave there for me. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Absolutely lovely. That was Cormac. Hear My Voice.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus. Columbus.